You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give God thanks for his word to us, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we don't hear the word of God, our faith can't be built up. So we want to hear God's word and to apply it to our lives, so we will be people of faith. Not only saying that we are people of faith, but truly practicing our faith. As people of God, we have to understand that faith is active, and we are called to actively live out the Christian life. We are called to live like Christ has called us to live. We have been saying a lot of stuff for quite a while, but not living as Christ called us to live. So we are called to live like he called us to live. And as he continues to reveal his word to us, the revelation knowledge that comes to us, it is to transform us to be like Jesus. So we are still in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we are going to continue from verse 31 this week. Last week we looked on the parable of the tares, the wheat and the tares, and we see that parable was explained to us. So we have gone through the parable of the wheat and the tares, and we look at the explanation in verses 34 through to 43. So we see that, we read that, and we have gone over that and explained what Jesus was saying about that parable. So now we continue in the parables of Jesus. We are going to be looking at the parable of the mustard seed, and that starts in verse 31 of Matthew 13. So let us pray and begin. Father, we just thank you again for today. We thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies towards us. We thank you for your love, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding, that keep our hearts and minds. Thank you for this privilege to be here again, oh God, to bring forth your word, oh God, to your people. We pray that your word will be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. Oh God, your word will reveal, oh God, kingdom knowledge to us, oh God, and we will understand your word and live. Lord, we pray today, oh God, that as your people, oh God, take this time out to listen to your word, we pray, oh God, that they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds. Oh God, that they will come to know what is good and acceptable and your perfect will. Father God, we look to you today. Have your way among us, almighty God. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit. Illuminate your word to us, oh God. Bring forth fresh revelation. Oh God, fresh fire. Almighty God, that we will go forth, oh God, with great passion for your name, Jesus. Father, we just thank you again for what you're doing in this season and what you're about to do. And may your great name be glorified among us as we look to you by faith. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. So we are looking, continuing in the parables of Jesus. We're looking on the parable of the mustard seed. The parable of the mustard seed. And people of God, as we say before and we'll say again, parables are earthly stories with spiritual meanings or heavenly meanings. So the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of heaven has come. And people of God, Jesus spoke in parables. But his parable was to be revealed to those who are true followers of Christ. So we need to understand what Jesus is saying to us through these parables. Jesus said it's for us to know the mystery of the kingdom. So the parables are hidden secrets of the kingdom. But Jesus has explained them to us. And people of God, the Holy Spirit is here also to reveal the secrets of the kingdom to us, bringing new revelation to us that will help us to live the Christian life, to live in holiness and truth, to live according to his will. So we are looking now on the parable of the mustard seed, and we are looking in verse 31 of Matthew 13 using the New King James Version of the Bible. The word of God said, another parable he put forth to them, saying, The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Look at what the kingdom is like, a mustard seed. He likened the kingdom of heaven like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And people of God, when the kingdom come, the kingdom has come in our hearts. When we receive the seed of the word, the kingdom has come in us. We must understand this truth, people of God. When we receive the seed of the word and accept it as true and put our faith in Jesus Christ, the kingdom has come. Jesus spoke in Luke 17, 20 and 21. The kingdom is not by observation. The kingdom is in you. Don't look over here and look there and say, this is the kingdom of God. The kingdom is in you. So the kingdom has come in our hearts. The kingdom has come when we receive Jesus Christ, the King. The kingdom has come in us. So the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. Look at what Jesus said in verse 32. Which indeed is the least of all the seeds? It's the smallest of all the seeds, people of God. This is the smallest seed. I don't know if you have ever seen a mustard seed, but I've seen one. It is the smallest seed. If you drop it, you can't find it back. It is so small, people of God. So Jesus, but when it is grown, look at what he said, which indeed is the least of all seed, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. What was Jesus saying here? The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. This shows the similarity of the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. It seems so insignificant. It seems so small. People of God, when the kingdom has come in our hearts, when we come to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, many times it seems like a simple thing. It seems so insignificant at first. It seems so small. But when growth starts to take place in us, then we come to understand the magnitude of the kingdom of God. When we come to understand that God's kingdom has come to be in us so that we can go forth and show forth the glory and the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom has come in us for us to manifest that kingdom. So it seems so insignificant at first. Many times we don't even understand what really took place at first. But when we start to feed on God's word and when we start to grow in him, we understand the magnitude and the magnificence of the kingdom. So Jesus said, it seems just like a mustard seed. When that little seed is sown and it's grown into that big tree, so that the birds of the air can come and nest in its branches. So people of God, it shows the magnificence and the ability to provide. Even this tree, the kingdom is likened to this mustard seed which will grow into a big tree, so that the birds can come in and nest in it, find a place of rest in the branches. And people of God, when we come to understand the magnitude of the kingdom of God, the magnificence of the kingdom of God, that we are called to show forth the light of the kingdom, we are called to show forth the glory of the kingdom of God, that others will be drawn to us. And we have the ability to show them the way to Christ. We have that opportunity to tell them the good news of the kingdom. Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom must be preached into all the world before he comes back. And people of God, the kingdom is in us. But the kingdom must be nurtured. It must be manifested in us. We have to nurture the seed that is sown in us so it can grow, so others will see the kingdom manifested in us. The kingdom must be manifested in us. When it is grown, it shows the magnificence and the ability to provide for those in need. So Jesus said, this is how it looks. When we first come to Christ, it looks like this. It is so insignificant. It is such a small thing. It's no small thing, people of God. This is the greatest thing that can happen to any human being. To put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and allow his kingdom to come in them. The kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. So we are now spiritual people who have been awakened to the things of God. The Bible said that we were dead in our sin and in our trespasses. But he has quickened us. He has made us alive. And we are supposed to show that this is a kingdom of life. This is a kingdom of light. So we are to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as that mustard seed, so very small and insignificant, grow to such a large size tree, so that the birds can come and find that place to nest in it. So the world must see Christ in us. The world must see the kingdom of God manifested, so that they can come and find solace and find peace and find comfort and find joy and find rest and find, people of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus. The Lord is calling us children of God. Jesus spoke of the kingdom being seen and entered into. The kingdom must be seen and entered into. And people of God, we must come to that place where we are manifesting the kingdom. So look on John 3. John 3, 3 and 5. John 3, 3 said, Jesus answered, he was speaking to Nicodemus and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So what Jesus was saying, unless one is born again, born of the Spirit, born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is foolishness to the natural man. The things of God is foolishness to the natural man. He cannot understand it. He cannot see it. He's blind to the things of God. The word of God tells us that the enemy of the kingdom of God, the devil himself, has blinded the minds of those so that the gospel light cannot shine through. So they can't see. So Jesus was saying, unless one is born again, born of the Spirit. People of God, we were born into this world and we were living, existing, but our spirit man was dead. We inherited that sin nature from Adam. And we could not respond to the things of God. But when we hear the word of salvation, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When the seed of the word was sown and we accept it as true, the kingdom came in us and we could now see. We were blind, but now we can see. So we are now able to see the kingdom. Jesus said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And we want, people of God, to see and to know and to come into that kingdom living where we live as children of light. So look on verse 5 of John 3. Jesus answered, he was speaking to Nicodemus, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So there is a seeing of the kingdom and there is an entering in. And people of God, when we see the kingdom, it's when we were just born again. We just received Christ. We see the kingdom. But when we enter into the kingdom, people of God, the kingdom will now be manifested in us. So Jesus said, unless one is born of water, and this water represents the word, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So this water represents the word. Unless one is born of the water and the spirit, it's the spirit who draws us to God. So the spirit brings conviction. The word comes and conviction comes. The Holy Spirit says you're convicted. You're a sinner. And not until we see ourselves as sinners, we will not see the need to repent. So we see here, people of God, Jesus said, unless you are born of water and the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You cannot enter into kingdom living. So we have to come to that place of understanding. We have to be born of the water and the spirit. The spirit bring forth that conviction and conversion, and we now enter into the kingdom of God. So we now have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son. So we are now in the kingdom of light. We are in the kingdom of light, people of God. Light dispels darkness. So there should be no darkness in us. We should represent Christ in every aspect of our lives. We are called to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it is a step-by-step process. We continue to feed on God's word. We continue to pray. We continue to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we find ourselves growing. Growing, the kingdom expanding in us. Just like the mustard seed, it was planted, it grew, and it came to maturity. People of God, we are called to grow. We enter into the kingdom. Now the kingdom must be manifested. So the kingdom must be manifested and expanded in our everyday life. The kingdom is in us and must be seen. People of God, the kingdom must be seen. The world is in darkness. The world has no light of their own. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You are the guide to the world. And people of God, if the kingdom of God is not manifested in us, then the world will continue to walk in darkness. So we are called, people of God, to show forth the magnificence, the glory, and the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to show forth that lifestyle that reflects the characteristics of our King. The kingdom has come. Is the King ruling in your heart? Is the King of Kings ruling in your heart? So if Jesus is ruling in our hearts, if the Holy Spirit is in complete control of us, then people of God, the kingdom will be manifested. The word of God tells us that the kingdom is not meat and drink, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. So the kingdom of God must be manifested. Righteousness, right living for God's people. Joy, peace in our lives. The word of God said in his presence there is fullness of joy, at his right hand pleasures forevermore. Is there joy in your life? If joy is in your life and joy is manifested daily in your life, the kingdom is being manifested. Is there peace in your life? If peace is in your life, people of God, it shows that the Prince of Peace is reigning in your heart. So the kingdom is manifested. Are you living righteously in this present world, in this present life? It shows that the kingdom is being manifested. So we have to understand, people of God, the truth of God's word. The King has come to live in us. Our lifestyle must change. If growth is taking place in us, then there must be change. There must be change. The seed of the word was planted, we receive it, but it must grow. So we have to feed on the word of God. We have to pray constantly. Pray without ceasing. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to give up. So we are to constantly be praying. building up ourselves in our most holy faith. We have to build up. People of God, we are called to grow. Jesus referred to the kingdom like a mustard seed, planted and it grew. So we who have been planted in Christ Jesus must grow to that maturity, to that place of completion in him. There's a stature in him that we need to reach. So we have to grow and show forth the kingdom. The more we grow in Christ, the more of him is seen. The more of the kingdom is manifested. So we need to be kingdom people. We see the kingdom because we have accepted Jesus Christ and we enter into it. Now the kingdom must be manifested in our everyday life. We must continue to live as kingdom citizens so that others will want to enter into kingdom living. Others will want what we have. People of God, for too long, we have been obscuring the light in us. This is the kingdom of light. We have been obscuring the kingdom in us because we are living like the world. The world needs a guide. The world needs to be guided, people of God. The word of God tells us in Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. So we have to continue to live by God's word. We have to continue to live in the word, to dwell in the word. Jesus himself says in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will and it shall be done. People of God, when we abide in Christ Jesus, abiding in his word is in us and his word is active in our daily life. We are living the word. Jesus said, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, I liken you to a wise man who builds his house upon a rock. People of God, we have to come to understand that we are called to manifest the kingdom of God. We are called to live like kingdom citizens. We are called to show forth the magnificence of the kingdom of God. We are called to show forth the glory and the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to live as those who are completely surrendered to God and allow his Holy Spirit to live through us and to manifest Christ. The Holy Spirit is given to us to glorify the name of Jesus. Is he being glorified in your life? That's a question I'm asking this evening. Is he being glorified in your life? Christ in me, the hope of glory. People of God, is Christ being manifested? Is Christ being Lord of every area of our lives? The Lord is calling us children of light. We are children of light. The Lord is calling us to shine the light, to show forth his glory. Shine the light in this dark world. The world is confused. The world doesn't know what they need. People of God, Jesus Christ, the word tells us, Jesus is the desire of the nations, but they don't know what they desire. They are hungry and thirsty and miserable, not knowing who they want or what they want. So they turn to drugs. They turn to illicit sexual practices. They turn to all sorts of immoral behaviors because of the deep void that is in their lives. But Jesus is calling us, people of God, to manifest his kingdom. To manifest his kingdom so that others will see Christ in us and want what we have. We are called to be light and salt. Light dispels darkness. People of God, but if we conform to the world, there is no light. We are not manifesting the kingdom. If we conform to the world, people of God, the world will not know that we belong to the kingdom of light. So we are called, people of God, to be that light. That light that is placed on the candlestick. that light that shines wherever we go. We are not to hide that light. Don't put that light under a bushel. Don't hide the light that is in you. We are in the kingdom of light. Shine forth and show Jesus Christ to the world. The world is in darkness and does not know what to do. The world is looking for a guide. Are we in a position to guide the world? People of God, the Lord is calling us. The Lord is calling us to that place where we start to truly grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the world will run to us. The world will want to find that sweet haven and will find it among God's people. The world will say, I don't know what else to do. Show me the way, because you seem to be progressing well. You seem to be living well. What's going on? Then we have the opportunity to declare the good news to those who come to hear. People of God, we are called to be kingdom citizens. We are called to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to enter into the kingdom of God and to go forth manifesting the kingdom works right here in this fallen earth. The word of God tells us Jesus prayed for us, not that we be taken out of this world, but that we be sanctified, set apart, so that we can be those who show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can only be set apart by the word of God. The word of God is what sanctifies us, people of God. The word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The word of God will continue to keep us unspotted from this world, living in this world, but not acting according to the world system. We are in a new kingdom. The kingdom of God is set up right here in us. The kingdom of God is in us. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom, and we have to come to know and understand that we are called to show forth Christ. We are called to show forth the new life that is in us. People of God, many of us who are called by his name are still living the old life, but we are called to live the kingdom life, which is the new life, the life that is manifested by the light of God's word. We are transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We are called to be children of light. We are called to be those that will show forth the glory and praise of Jesus. We are called to be those that will emulate Christ and show him to the world. So people of God, we are called to live that life and to know that we are called to be those who manifest God's kingdom right here on earth. God bless you here this evening. And as we continue in this word, we pray that we will come to understand that we are called to be kingdom citizens and we are called to live a life of holiness and truth. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you, O God, for revealing your kingdom to us. And we pray in the name of Jesus that this revelation knowledge would bring forth transformation in the body of Christ. So we bless you, we praise you, and we look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings.
In the Lord is
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.